The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know. I think it could be because it's dark and cold, but Jesus really seems like Debbie Downer today. You know? We're supposed to say, we are unprofitable servants. Does that feel particularly good? Yes? No, Right? No, it doesn't. Not just because, you know, just because we're Americans or whatever, we want to make a profit, you know? But, come on. Come on. We want to make a profit, right? We want our lives to be profitable. We kind of get what Jesus is driving at. It's what kind of puts us, you know, it doesn't feel good to us. And then I could say, we're probably the kind of people also who rail against every kid gets a trophy, you know? But we realize that we want a trophy in our lives for doing what we're called to do, what we have to do. Anyway, I don't know, just a couple of thoughts to help us mix it up there. But, you know, why is it that it's a bit uncomfortable? Why is it that we hear this as a bit of a downer? It's because Jesus is going against the flow here. He's going against the flow of our culture, our lives. He's going against the flow of, say, our conception of what faith is, of what our participation in religion is all about. Because really what Jesus wants us to see here when he says we are unprofitable servants, we've done everything we were obliged to do, he wants us to see that we cannot put God in our debt. Do you know what I mean? We cannot put God in our debt. So we can't do anything that would then have God owe us something. Like, he owes me because I did X, Y, and Z, or I didn't do A, B, and C. And so he owes me. I've got what's coming to me. I mean, we should know in our faith, right? When we say, "I want what's coming to me," that we'd be in a lot of trouble if we were to get it, right? That's not what we want. We don't want what's coming to us. We don't want what's owed to us. We want what God bestows on us freely as a free gift, right? Grace that surpasses all possible merit. And so here we are unprofitable servants in the sense that we receive everything up front. In our faith, we receive everything up front because we receive the love of God poured out to us fully, freely, God giving himself to us when we turn to him and when we have faith in Jesus, when we trust Jesus, when we entrust ourselves to Jesus, we receive everything. Now, we receive everything according to our own capacity. And at the beginning of our journey of faith, perhaps our capacity is not that great. Perhaps we have certain hardnesses in our heart. We're not attuned to God's way. We haven't quite figured out what it means in our life and the like. So we can grow in capacity, but it's the same gift given to us all along. We don't receive. It's not like there's more God to give. He gives his whole self. So, I mean, there's no profit, right? There's no margin there. But we can profit ourselves in a sense by conforming ourselves to the gift freely given, right? We receive God, his gift, the gift of his life, his love, his forgiveness, his mercy. We receive it and we make it the foundation of our lives. And then we get to experience more the love and the joy and the peace that that comes with living a life that is totally focused on God, that is totally turned over to him, for him and for his purposes. And then this is what the first part of the passage is, where the apostles are crying out, increase our faith. They're saying increase our faith because he just told them that if a brother of yours comes back to you 7 times in a day and asks for forgiveness, you have to forgive him. And that's when they say, increase our faith. Right? We can't do that. We can't handle it. We can't handle your mission if that's what it is. And he says, yes and no. No in the sense of faith is not a possession of yours that you carry around, right? And you want more of that. Because why? It puts you at the center. Because look how big my faith is. Right? Look how big my faith is. You say, well, what does that mean? And when it's challenged, we find that it's just as fragile as the little bit of faith we had, you know, when we started. But here it is. The little bit, what we need is a little bit of faith, enough faith to realize our weakness and God's strength. It's humility. We need enough faith to recognize my littleness and incapacity and God's great power and majesty. Right? So here Jesus is saying, if you find yourself in a position where you're crying out to God for more faith, instead, we just ask him for more support. You know, I say my favorite prayer really is the one word prayer: help. Help. It's not about me amassing anything. It's not about me having this, you know, this great CV to put in front of God to show him why I've earned what he wants to give me. No. It's not. I'm helpless, and he's got all the help I need. I'm weak, he's strong. Right? And in my smallness, in my weakness, I'm giving myself to him for his plan and his purposes. And if his plan entails that mulberry tree being uprooted and planted in the sea, you better believe he's going to accomplish it. And if he chooses a weak little instrument like myself to do it, then so be it. That's on him. And all I've got to do is ask for his help. I don't need to become bigger. I just have to entrust myself to him, who has everything he needs and everything at the ready to achieve his purposes. So we cry out today, Lord, help. Just help us. We give ourselves over to his plan and purposes, and we lay claim to that great title of unprofitable servants, because we realize that, thank God, we don't have the burden of trying to earn what he gives. We wouldn't be able to do it. But he gives himself freely and for our good, not for his own profit, but for our good, because he wants us to share in his own blessed life and so experience the love and joy and peace of his kingdom.